it's a common thing. I've got this set up. Most of the interviewing I do is with rural folks, and
they know the terminology.
Well, that would be, you know, I've got it set up in bushels per acre and everything. If you walk a block today and you decide that you're going to walk two blocks tomorrow, you say, well, tomorrow I'm going to walk something as far as I did today.
As far as what you're trying to get me to say.
Would you ever use the term twice as far or twice as good or something like that?
Well, twice as far.
Okay. What about the days of the week? Can you name those for me, please?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody use any other term for Sunday? Or do you ever hear the term Sabbath used?
Yes, I
do. To refer to what day?
Sunday.
Some parts of the country, they use that to refer to Saturday. What would you say to someone when you first see them in the morning, the first time that you see them that day?
Good morning.
Okay. And what about the part of the day before supper? What do you call that?
Afternoon.
Okay, and when does it begin?
Around 6:30.
When does it end?
You're speaking of the afternoon or evening? In the afternoon, to me, would begin at noon.
Okay, and end about 6:30.
About 6:30.
And then what begins at 6:30?
Evening.
Okay. When does night, when do you consider night to begin?
About 8:30.
Would you say that the part of the day after supper was evening or night?
Evening.
If you got up real early, if you lived on a farm, you might get up before it was daylight, and you'd say, well, we started work before
dawn.
Okay. The sun is going to rise tomorrow at 6 o'clock, you might say. Yesterday at what? At 6 o'clock.
Rose.
Today I got up so early I saw the sun.
What? Setting.
Not so early.
Pardon?
Coming up, not going.
Coming up, right.
What did you say, rising? I saw
rising.
It. Yeah, okay. If you worked all day and worked until the sun went down, you might say we worked until
sundown.
Okay. Today is the 21st. Or let me put it another way. The 21st is today. The 20th was
yesterday.
Okay, and the 22nd is
tomorrow.
If somebody came not yesterday, but the Sunday before that, you'd say, well, he came to visit us.
Did he come yesterday? You're talking
about. No, he didn't come yesterday, but the Sunday before that.
A week prior to?
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, Sunday.
Do you ever use that to refer to the future? Would you ever say, well, he's coming
Sunday week?
Sunday week, you would use that. You want to know what time it is, you have to look at your what?
Watch.
Okay. And, well, let me see now. If it's 10:45, would you say it, you'd say, one way of saying it is that it's 10:45, another way is to say it's what?
10:45, a
quarter of 11. Okay.
1971
was last year, 1972 is?
This year.
Okay. Today is August 21st, 1972. If something happened on August 21st, 1971, you'd say, well, that happened
a year ago today.
Okay.